This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's a simple formula. We make it so that you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves. We believe that we're probably not right on every issue every time, and you probably aren't either. And the only way that we're going to figure out who's right and who's wrong,
or maybe not,
is through discourse.
We talk.
That's true. We talk. And even if you don't figure out, or I don't figure out, that we're right or wrong, that doesn't mean that somebody's not listening and figuring it out for themselves.
And I like to have my ideas, which are 100% correct, by the way. I like to have my questions. Ideas get challenged. And
how else are you going to find out whether they're correct or not unless they're getting challenged? People are asking you things. Because sometimes people think things that you haven't thought of. And well, I've had to rethink things here on the airwaves. You know, that I've said, and I've changed my opinion because somebody said something that, all right, I'll take that to heart.
Kind of got a point there.
Nice.
But, the number is 855-450-3733. I wanted to bring in this show topic of Felicity Huffman. For those that don't know who she is, you said that she was on The Housewives?
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, okay. Great.
I'm not familiar with the show. I never watched it. But
before I went full Liberty, I was all into that.
She's just a famous person to me. And I see a guy, an actor next to her that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just a Hollywood person. And apparently she has been sentenced for the dastardly crime of paying someone to paying $15,000 in an effort to boost her eldest daughter's SAT score.
No, that can't be. You mean that rich people will sometimes pull strings because they can afford to get things that are better for their children?
I think that rich people probably get the best of everything, and that's how we're all the rest of us are able to afford what these things are. There was a time when only rich people could afford automobiles. Now everybody has them, right? There's a time when rich people could, only rich people could afford salt, you know, spices, all the things that we enjoy in our lives that make our lives worth living. In many cases, our poor ancestors couldn't afford them. And rich people bring down the prices of things so the rest of us can have them. Now, I get that people like a level playing field, and the idea that somebody pays $15,000 to cheat on a test, that sounds bad. But that also sounds like something that should be handled by, I don't know, the test-taking company, colleges. I mean, maybe it should be reported on, but I don't think there's any particular reason to throw anybody in jail over it.
Right. And it's not going to, you're not going to stop it. You're going to get some headlines, and that's going to be the end of it, and then some very wealthy person who's got a whole bunch of money can hire somebody in Bangladesh to take your kid's test for you. It's going to happen.
I don't know what the ins and outs of this case was the SAT score, but she did what she had to do here, which was going before the U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani. And saying that, she's terribly sorry, and that she's, throws herself on the mercy of the court. Say the judge says that being a good mother doesn't excuse this. She noted Huffman did not participate in the scheme for her second daughter. In terms of your moving forward and rehabilitation, move forward and rebuild your life after this. You pay your dues. Before sentencing, Huffman tearfully apologized, and she was deeply sorry for her actions. She also apologized directly to her daughter, Sophia. I can only say I'm sorry, Sophia. I was frightened and stupid, and now I see all the things I knew wrong. I knew it was wrong, and I realized that I now love and truth must go hand in hand and take full responsibility for my actions. And she got 14 days in jail. And Twitter, of course, erupts with all kinds of opinions surrounding this. Part of that includes this notion of white privilege, as though Felicity Huffman got 14 days in jail for paying $15,000 to cheat on an SAT because she's white. I suspect she got what I would call a lenient sentence because everybody's being over-sentenced in so many cases. I would say that she got, you know, I don't know what those 14 days in jail are going to do to make Felicity Huffman a better person.
Might get her.
If she's a bad person.
She might get a new role.
I mean, she's going to get publicity.
Yeah, publicity.
So, there you go.
So, I'm not impressed with this 14-day sentence, but I don't think she should go to jail at all. I don't think there's any point in it. I think jail's for people who are too violent to live with the rest of us.
Like people who smoke marijuana.
Right, well, and I think that this is a rightful complaint that's going on out there, is that, well, why did she get so little when other nonviolent crimes get so much as far as time goes?
Mm-hmm.
I got to research this, but I saw a meme, and it was indicating that this lady had done... was sentenced to 5 years because she accidentally sent her child to the wrong school district.
What?
I've heard of parents getting sentences for sending their kids to the wrong school district willfully.
That's
Mind you, I went to the wrong school district.
Ooh.
On purpose.
What happened?
Well, mine sucked.
What?
The government school district that I lived in sucked. It was the worst one in town, and I didn't want to go to that one. I wanted to go to the one my grandmother lived in, so we used my grandmother's address.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you want to come get me? Come get me. My name is Mark Edge. I'm here waiting for you. Throw me in jail for it. you know, my parents paid for the crappy government school system for the 13 years that I was going to school, and I only used their government school system for 3 of them.
Yeah.
It's a big, fat, hairy deal. But, I mean, you know, parents wanting better things for their kids, that doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't make me want to throw anybody in jail.
Right.
But I would say that Felicity Huffman probably got the lenient sentence based on her class, not on her color.
And I got to say, what parents should be angry about is what organization allowed this cheating to happen. So there's some schools you can go to, and they won't really even monitor what your testing is. I mean, you know what? It cheapens the whole point of it.
Well, the testing when I took the SAT and the ACT, it was done at a school, and it was administered by a teacher, but it was administered by a teacher from a different school. They really didn't know who was taking the exam.
That's interesting.
And if you could... you know, maybe they had IDs or something. I don't remember that part, but, you know, the teacher wouldn't necessarily know that it was us. It wasn't because the problem is you can't have, like, the teacher from the school's SAT preparation class administer the SAT because, well, they'd really like their students to do well.
Right.
So what they need to do is they need to find this sort of unbiased third party, you know, a teacher that doesn't necessarily know them. So they, you know, produce an ID or whatever. Well, what if they've got a good fake ID? $15,000, I suspect, will get you a good fake ID. I don't know how this works. Just saying. I mean, you know, maybe if some Indian kid walks in with the name, you know, William Sanders, maybe they should take a second look. But, you know, what are they supposed to do? And at some point or another, if you make the prize high enough... And the prize for going to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Dartmouth, Columbia, Cambridge, University of Pennsylvania. I'm trying here. What was that last one? There's got to be one more.
Dartmouth?
Now I've mentioned Dartmouth. Okay. Anyway, I named the Ivy League schools there. And if, you know, the prize for doing that is high, Brown.
Yeah.
and if you want that prize for your kid, and everybody does, like... I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm willing to bet that a large percentage of Americans want their kid to go to an Ivy League school on a scholarship. If the prize is high enough, then ultimately people are going to cheat to get it. Maybe the prize shouldn't be so high. Maybe an Ivy League education shouldn't afford you the kind of power and influence it does.
But it does.
I recently looked it up, and... most of the presidents that we've had in the last 5 decades were all Ivy League or military college.
I believe it.
Yeah. The number 855-450-3733. The vast majority. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced 6-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been across the board tonight, talking about Felicity Huffman right now and the 14-day sentence she got. Willing to take your thoughts on that at 855-450-3733. Recently talked about vaccines And as a matter of fact, that's what Bad Slave is calling in about. I'll talk to you about that here in just a moment. But I first want to tell you about the AMP program at AMP. That's AMP.freetalklive.com. That's AMP.freetalklive.com, where you can go and do what Reasonable Voice has done. And Reasonable Voice is the name that they gave us, and that's how we talk, and we thank them here on the air. So thanks, Reasonable Voice. You can do what they've done and support us with $5 a month. We give away everything free on the website, so you don't have to pay to get downloads or access to the hosts or any of that stuff. The Facebook page that we've got for amplifiers, or the Discord room that we've got for amplifiers, or all the other bennies we've got. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can see the bennies there, and you can support the show. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bad Slave, calling in on the Discord lines. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much, Mark and Chris, and really great to see you, Jessica.
Hi, Abel.
It's been way, way, way too long since we've done a face-to-face. And I hope to improve that situation in the near future. Are you in New Hampshire often? Are you? I've heard Maine.
I just moved to Maine in April. I came to New Hampshire last night to do a show over in Somersworth and drove back to Maine and then came back to New Hampshire today.
Okay, but you do come to Manchester once in a while.
Let's get on to the topic here, if we could.
Go ahead. The vaccines. One of the things that I was concerned about, you know, my granddaughters are now at that age of, you know, getting made into pincushions. And
what is that age? I thought it was like when you were born.
Right.
Yep.
Well, it is. It starts out then, but it continues on until, what, 2 or 5 or I don't even know. But what I did find out, listening to a doctor on a YouTube video, a doctor in Orlando where my granddaughters are, and they're like almost 2 and 4, and their mother has, you know, dedicated herself to, you know, some portion of the shots, I'm sure, that I would consider excessive. I think when, you know, my own children, you know, who are in their middle, late 30s now, are, you know, we had like 5 shots or something like
right,
that.
Right, that's what I remember, Abel.
It's 74 now.
I heard from this pediatrician in Orlando, where my kids are. I heard that she actually is scheduling 117 needle sticks.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a moving target. I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess I just question whether all these things are effective, number one, safe, or necessary.
Well, there's so much aluminum and mercury.
I don't.
As I understand, the mercury's been removed from the vaccines because of parental concern.
But the amount that the cumulative amount of mercury and aluminum are way past I'm deathly afraid of the future of you know, American children.
Well, if their goal is just to kill all future generations, so we have a population of zero, this is how you can do it.
Well,
but I don't believe that's the case. I think that there's probably some bad stuff out there. Just they're bad companies who might be producing vaccines. What I really have issue with is just the government telling us that you have to do all these things. It needs to be a choice. I think the idea of, you know, herd immunization is very effective. Ask any veterinarian. They will tell you how effective it is. But I question whether I want to be considered part of a herd.
The one thing that concerns me, and, you know, like I'm pretty much on board with vaccines as far as I think that they do what they say they're going to do. It's the problem is that I don't think that the people have become so polarized on the issue. I don't think that a medical professional can look at something that happens to a kid after a vaccine and give an unbiased opinion as to whether or not it's related.
Yeah.
And I'll give a case in point. I took the flu vaccine. I became deathly ill. Like, I'm talking 103 degree temperature. In an adult, that can be, that you know, you're on
that's
the...
rough.
Yeah, that's brain damage levels. And I think I pulled through, but maybe not. Who knows? And I talked to a medical professional about it, more than one. They all told me it was completely unrelated, that the flu vaccine sometimes doesn't affect the... And so you got the flu, you got a different strain,
Yeah. Whatever.
Go take it again.
Yeah.
But you have...
So the next year, I did the same thing, and I got sick again. Oh. 102 degree temperature. And look, I'm not doing this again.
You might have some sensitivity. What I do question about people is when they hear that a celeb, Jenny McCarthy, came out and she said all this stuff. Well, Jenny McCarthy's Jenny McCarthy, and she was great in Playboy, and I will recognize her for her talents.
Hell
but,
yeah.
But does that make her a medical professional? No, and I just want to make my own decisions.
What about all the moms and all the damaged children? Like, when do we start listening to the mothers?
Well, right, and that's the thing. Some of those kids...
Because obviously there's a conflict of interest for doctors.
Right, and some of those kids are probably, you know, damaged for reasons that are completely extraneous to the vaccine.
The special vaccine fund paid out $160 million this year so far.
How many vaccines
and how many were unreported? I mean, how many people are dead and damaged that didn't even apply to the fund? Because most people don't even know that the fund and the special vaccine court exist.
Go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah, I wanted to say that this it was like a 20-minute video, so it wasn't terribly long. But the things that this woman, this pediatrician, who was not a fresh-faced kid, she was, you know, in her
a battle-hardened veteran
age. She had experience. She's, you know, treated many, many, many children.
Sure.
And this woman was saying something is up with these vaccines. Something is harming the children that are coming into her own clinic. And there's been too much correlation between these children, you know, some of them dying.
Well, yeah, and that's what I want. I hate to make it about numbers, but I do want to know how many total vaccines are administered every year and what percentage of people experience a bad effect.
Yeah, I just, well, we don't know whether they have a bad effect or not. I want to know how many people die within 5 days after getting a vaccine.
Probably more people than
one of our friends in Manchester.
Right.
Yeah. His 1-year-old died in the car on the way home.
My God. Can you imagine? And then to think that doesn't have anything to do with
it. And he got $20,000 from the fund.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Umberto is bringing rain to parts of the Bahamas that were recently pummeled by Hurricane Dorian. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This storm is getting better organized and strengthening. The good news is it's beginning to move away from the Bahamas, but we think it will likely be a hurricane fairly soon.
Parts of the northwestern Bahamas are expected to face tropical storm force winds and heavy rain. Multiple rebel drone strikes on crucial Saudi Arabian oil facilities have disrupted half of the kingdom's supply. President Trump spoke with the Saudi Crown Prince on the phone. According to a statement from the White House, the U.S. strongly condemns the attack on critical energy infrastructure, violent actions against civilian areas, and infrastructure vital to the global economy. It says the government is monitoring the situation and remains committed to ensuring global oil markets are stable and well supplied. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
J-Love.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. We've been across the board tonight talking about vaccines most recently, but also gay presidents and, an American Civil War and this Felicity Huffman getting 14 days in jail and just a whole bunch of different things. Before we go on, I want to tell you about Alpha Male 2.0. Feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses. That sounds great to me. And how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or to answer to anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. It's included 7 free books and a podcast so that you can start living a truly free life right now. Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com. I'm interested in that, you know, working from wherever you want thing, but I don't suspect my wife's going to go for the rest of that stuff.
Rock on. I know. It sounded good to me.
freelifeinfo.com. So, we were talking about Felicity Huffman and also vaccines. If you want to talk about vaccines, you can call in at 855-450-3733. But I'm interested in this Felicity Huffman case because not so much that a rich person paid money to cheat to get their kid into an important university. That sounds like, that sounds like something that a lot of people would do if they thought they could get away with it.
And if they had the means.
Right.
Yeah.
$15,000, mind you, is chump change compared to what people pay to get their kids into Harvard and Yale and all the other Ivy League schools and the great schools. I mean, what do high schools like Phillips Exeter, that's the best high school in the nation, and I know they've got another one down in Massachusetts, it's also Phillips something, I think it's Phillips Andover, and, you know, like all these schools, what currency do they trade in if it is not your kids? If your kid can go here, your kid can go to any college your kid wants to go to. I mean, isn't that essentially what you're paying for when you send your kid to one of these, fancy schmancy sleepaway schools?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the idea. That what's got everybody fired up is this is a rich person who cheated, quote unquote, cheated.
Right. She cheated. I mean, best I can tell. So I mean, you know, there's cheating going on as far as the SAT goes.
Oh,
I just wonder when you have a no victim, no crime situation, or no victim situation, how many people would do it?
Well, see, Mark, everybody's a victim because now your son might have been up for one of those slots.
They got the slot instead.
At Yale, they got. But I don't buy that. It's an indirect crime, twice removed. I mean, that's not what we're supposed to be about.
I'll bet you Felicity Huffman would have paid full boat to get her oldest daughter, Sophia, into any one of these Ivy League schools.
Oh, yeah.
Full boat. And so this isn't about taking the scholarship that they would get, the need-based scholarship. And most of these universities don't look at money at all. It's just they accept you or they don't accept you, and now let's figure out what you can afford. Because they're more or less not even universities anymore. They're endowments with an education component.
Yeah.
You know? And
a sports program.
Right. There's something here about the SAT scores. I'm going to read this real quick. In 2017, Huffman paid $15,000 to William Singer, an admissions consultant who allegedly bribed a test proctor to make corrections on her daughter's SAT. Her daughter received a score of 1420, approximately 400 points over her PSAT score from that year prior, according to the federal indictment. And Huffman pleaded guilty to a single count of conspiracy and fraud in May. Let's presume she did it, because I don't believe pleading guilty or being charged or any of that stuff is really that much of an indication of somebody's guilt.
Right.
But let's just go ahead and say it's true. I'll just go ahead and say it's true. Fine. I suspect it is. If you gave all the students who take this test, right, this important test, the SAT, and the ACT is important, too, that take these tests, if you were to be able to sort of secretly walk into the homes of these parents, of these students, and say, hey, I'll take X number of dollars, in her case, it was $15,000. A lot of Americans can't put their hands on that kind of money. But if they had a little time, they can.
Right.
So let's say we bring it down to regular pricing. For $4,000, I will, make sure that your kid gets a 1,400-plus score on the SAT. I don't know how many Americans would do it, but I suspect a lot of them would.
If there were more of a free market in test cheating, the price would come down.
That, right, that much is true. I don't think that... the test is obviously intended to administer, you know, to find out how good people are in school. I don't know how good it is at that. And not all colleges pay that much attention to it. I also think college is a bit overrated. But I don't think that Ivy League schools are overrated.
I don't either.
And I think that Ivy League schools sell something beyond an education.
Connections.
MIT's entire coursework is online for free. This is arguably one of the best five universities in the world. All right?
Yeah.
MIT's curriculum is all online. If you want to get college educated, and the best college educated you want to be, you can do it right now. It's not about the education. It's about the influence, the connections, the gravitas of the degree. If somebody's from, there's a great example in the Liberty Movement. A man named Tom Woods.
Sure.
Tom Woods is a very intelligent man, but you can just listen to his show and watch what he does. He doesn't mind mentioning that he went to Harvard.
No.
He doesn't mind mentioning that I'm a conservative that came out of Harvard. And he's a libertarian, but I think he doesn't mind using the term conservative. I don't intend to speak for Tom.
Right.
I don't think I'm calling Tom Woods out. I'm not intending to. I'm saying that the fact that he went to Harvard is meaningful to people. It says, this is a man who is extraordinarily intelligent.
Oh, Harvard?
But I think MIT is a better school.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think that Harvard and Yale and Princeton and these sorts of schools simply have this, I don't know what to call it, influence. Remember when George Bush and John Kerry were running against each other? We had two guys that were in not just Ivy League schools, not just the same Ivy League school, the same club, the Skull and Bones, running against each other.
I'm surprised they didn't have some sort of secret bylaw against them running against each other.
I am stunned. I was stunned.
Yeah.
That the idea that these two people were in the same club at the same university. I don't think it was at the same time, but maybe it was. I don't know.
My takeaway is that when we peel back American politics, it really is all one club, and we're not in it.
Oh, no. You're not in it, and you can never be in it.
And I think the real club's probably something closer to the Skull and Bones than American politics and people.
I think that that is not an uncommon way of thinking of American politics. And I, on my more cynical days, I may agree with you in that way. I hope that there's a little more, concern back and forth. But, that old yucker do, I'm from Texas thing, bullcrap. You're from Connecticut. You went to Harvard. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What do you think? Felicity Huffman over-sentenced, under-sentenced? Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and still get on the air. The possibility exists. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450 and then free. The letter or the word free is in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And J-Love.
J-Love, thank you for coming in and sitting with us here on a Saturday night. You could have been doing so many other things. You've been wonderful to have.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Going on with the story about Felicity Huffman.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors had sought a one-year sentence for Huffman. Federal prosecutor Eric Rosen said, with all due respect to the defendant, welcome to parenthood.
Wow, he told her.
This is what every parent goes through, Rosen said. What parenthood does not do, it does not make you a felon. It does not make you a cheat. We all want the best for our children, but most parents have the moral compass not to step over the line. And I don't know whether I agree with Mr. Rosen's sanctimonious bullcrap.
Well, I want to know when he's running for district attorney, because that sounds like a campaign speech.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, that's what all these prosecutors are doing.
Sure.
But I really do wonder how many parents have given the opportunity to exchange money for their kid getting a score that was higher than they, you know, said otherwise, that they would have gotten otherwise. How many parents would do it? And I think the number, maybe it's not a majority. Maybe it is.
Well, I mean, the SAT prep business is big business.
Sure.
You know, if you've got a kid in school, you're gonna get mail and you're gonna get handouts. You know, up your score, study and do this, and we can tutor you and you'll score better.
Right.
People already spend lots of money on this idea.
And it's important to point out, it's not like you are, like, the SAT was intended to, when I took it, is basically like, you don't need to prep for this. It's just a test of what you know. So don't prep for this.
Right.
And fine. I took that to heart. Now, there were other kids that did not take that to heart. They, you know, were put through classes and the rigmarole and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think happens is you get, you know, you take these classes, you probably get better at taking the SAT, which is a skill that is only useful for taking the SAT. Or the ACT. I don't want to somehow just single out the SAT here and give them a bunch of free advertising. The ACT is another test that has a different grading system, that kind of thing. I mean these parents that are spending money on their kids going to take these classes probably likely understand that their kid isn't really getting anything out of the class except getting a better score on the SAT. But that's not about life education. It's about taking this test better.
Well, there's another take on this I'm thinking, and exclude the Ivy Leagues. Those have their own set of benefits, and those are always going to be in demand.
Right.
But when you talk about college in general, I think people and parents and students are waking up to the fact that if I put $50,000 or $100,000 into a college degree, I will never get my money back. It is not a good investment. My son is going to be, son or daughter is going to be better off going to a trade school. They're going to be better off going to nursing school. They're going to be better off.
At the very least, better off going to community college for the first 2 years and then getting the degree, whatever that might be.
Right. I think what this might be sort of indicative of is people's disillusion with higher education. Does it really apply? I mean, I know you can make $75,000, $80,000 if you want to be a plumber.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang good money.
I don't think I've ever met a poor plumber.
No. I guarantee you won't.
Offering six figures to electricians right now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of jobs like that. Coders, kids that just want to program, they're going to make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can get somebody to come to your house and do anything. I don't care if it's carpentry work or, you know, lawn maintenance or anything like that for less than $100 for the visit.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. really expensive.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert in all this, but that's what I've found over, you know, the time that it's something I can't fix.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to have to call somebody in, and I think that, yes, we're entering a world where trades are finally getting the understanding that they deserve, because, you know, you can't ship in a plumber from China.
And I think colleges were just oversold that this is the solution. This is how you gain success in America. Yeah. And then America changed. Now suddenly we don't have enough plumbers. We don't have enough electricians.
Right? This is also
these are the jobs in demand.
This is also something that we talk about as far as voluntary solutions for our unvaccinated or even vaccinated homeschoolers. Is that we get together and we're trying to have parents teach kids these skills without
a homeschool co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, my partner welds and he fixes cars, and now I have another friend that welds, and, like, nobody in the co-ops are offering that type of thing. It's all, like, lessons about this or that, sure. But, like, let's get some hands-on stuff going for these kids.
Right. It's very interesting because government school sets the marker for how education works in many ways. There are 85% of American kids go to government school.
Mm-hmm.
And that defines what education is.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a government school.
I was homeschooled.
Yeah, you were homeschooled. Yep. I went to a government school, and that government school, I'm just not going to forgive them for the fact that I don't know anything about doing taxes.
Yeah.
But I can, you know, I can figure out what the sine, the cosine, or the tangent of a triangle is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have never used that information at all. Sorry, the Pythagorean theorem has not been useful to me in my life.
Right.
But boy, can I diagram a sentence?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I was actually public schooled up till sixth grade and then homeschooled, but I wasn't learning anything, and I dropped out in middle school and got a GED.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In middle school, you got a GED.
I dropped out in middle school. I basically quit doing the work, and then I just took the GED at 16, no problem.
Yeah.
But I got a PhD in life.
I got to say, I'm like the only person who had a decent public school experience, because I graduated top 10 in my class out of 12. So I had the advantage of a very small school. It was as close to homeschooling as you could get and be in a public schooling. And we had, like, you know, when computers came out, we had 4 computers for 12 kids.
Impressive.
Yeah, it was insane. But not everybody gets that. And now it's about making the biggest possible school district you can so you can centralize your costs and try to get ahead that way. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I think that many Americans are becoming disillusioned with what college provides. And it's not because college isn't a fine thing to do. Mostly in your life from 18 to 22, you're messing things up anyway.
Right.
So if you're going to mess them up in college, that's all fine and dandy. But walking out with $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 in debt for screwing around and getting some degree that's likely pointless, like a communications degree. How many people have written me with, I went to broadcasting school, got myself a communications degree, and I'd like to talk to you about Free Talk Live and getting a job. Well,
that was your problem. You need to study gender studies. You need a bachelor's in gender studies.
Yep. Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Right. And so many of these degrees are just one wonders. Why are people paying for these things?
And who sold you this with a straight face? I really got to ask.
Well, they're selling it because people want it.
Yeah.
You know, they want that, and the teachers want to teach it. There's teachers out there that definitely want to teach these things.
Yep.
And this is what we're descending into. And then people get out with their bachelor's, in some cases their master's, and they're tending bar, doing barista work.
Bartending makes a lot of money. I've waited tables for 8 years while I'm in between.
But you didn't need the degree
businesses.
To do it.
Right. No, but I mean, there's a lot of money to be made there. People that have degrees can't believe how much money I come out of the restaurant with in tips.
Right.
Whoops.
We've got a guy on the air here.
And I've been working on business ideas my whole life, and I just use that to supplement.
Got a guy on the air here who, I'm not going to say what he does for a living, but it isn't something that you need a degree for. He's got an MBA.
Yeah.
And
you need a personality and some sales skills.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the MBA is probably a good idea if you're running a company that has, I don't know, 50, 100 employees or something like that. But there's only so many companies out there that size and larger. And some of them, you probably don't even need the MBA to run.
Well, all of them over 50 employees folded after Obamacare. So.
Well, yeah, that was right. Obamacare makes it so everybody's got 49 employees.
Exactly.
And a bunch of contractors.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Ultimately, with Felicity Huffman, I am unimpressed that a rich person got a small sentence, because, well, surprise.
And I'm not surprised at all.
And I think that prisons should be reserved for people that are dangerous to society. Yeah, let everybody know she did this. That's fine. Did she cheat? She sure did. And I wonder how many Americans would have. Check us out in the meantime, freetalklive.com. You can go there, sign up for our newsletter, find out all the wonderful things that are going on at Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.